It is 8:34. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. The situation that took place, that was allowed to take place to a great extent on October the 7th, has totally stunned not only the nation, but in fact, the world. Every time I visit Israel, I am shocked to see that people are still dealing with this, still trying to figure out what went wrong, how it could have happened, and what could they have done, what could have been done differently. Well, Professor Kobi Michael is a senior researcher at the INSS and Misgav Institute, and he spent a significant amount of time and focus looking into this. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me. You know, trying our best.
Well, that's all anybody can ask, I suppose, at this stage. So the what happened on October the 7th obviously isn't only about October 7th. It's about the lead up. It's about a series of decisions that were made. It's about many, many small things as well as many big things. How is this being dealt with in terms of accepting what went wrong and then moving forward to making sure that it can't happen again?
Yes, actually, we are talking about the very ambitious project, which is termed Israel 2.0. Mm-hmm. This is a project that lasted, I would say, a bit more than a year in Misgav Institute in Jerusalem, and it was led by me and by my colleague, Professor Gabi Siboni, with the very active participation of many researchers from Misgav Institute and some others from other places. And actually, in this very ambitious project, we tried to do, I would say, three main things. The first and the most challenging thing was to look for the working assumptions, the current working assumptions, to find out which working assumptions with regard to the broader term or sense of Israel national security are still relevant after October 7th, which working assumptions are not relevant anymore, and which working assumptions might be relevant and should be I would say corrected or adapted, and to look if there is a need for new working assumptions that were not existed before October 7th and because of or due to October 7th. This was, I would say, the most challenging part of the project, because all the other parts of the projects are related to this chapter, to this phase, to the new updated and relevant working assumptions. And then, actually, several teams, where each team concentrated based on the new working and the updated working assumptions. Each team worked on a single topic, okay, and we referred, of course, to security in the sense of military and intelligence, to foreign relations, to economy, to the legal system, to the political system, to agriculture, to the idea of a settlement, meaning settling the country, mainly the borders. We refer to domestic security, and to make the long story short, to an array of, I would say, a very broad array or spectrum of topics, something like 12 to 13 topics. And then the third phase of the work was, now each team, with regard to the specific topic, began with the new working assumptions with regard to their topic. What are the main challenges of that topic with regard to the national security of the State of Israel based on the new assumption working assumptions? and then trying to look for some, I would say, organizing rationales or principles referring to the challenges of this topic. And the third phase of the project was to create the integration between all the topics and to try to draw, I would say, a sort of horizon to the state of Israel, to the Israeli society, and to have a sort of, an intellectual or a conceptual compass for the state of Israel, for the future, for the coming years. And with some recommendations to the decision makers. And in order to summarize, because it's very hard, to summarize such a project in such an interview, and it would be very helpful if you will provide our listeners with a link to the...
Absolutely. We will do that.
To the publication itself. I would say that we found that there is something which is, common and something which is absolutely relevant to the all project or to the all or to the compass or to the horizon that we are trying to create. And this is the idea of the ethos. We have reached to the conclusion that in order to do what is required to do, the Israeli ethos should be changed. And in a sense, it should be changed by going back to some foundations of the Israeli ethos of the founding years of the State of Israel, where the Israeli society was, a less global society, less individual society, or with individual, emphasized to go back to the days that people are much more committed to the country, to the idea of serving the country and the society, to go back to the idea of owning the land, of agriculture, and the importance of agriculture, not only from the economic point of view, but from the security point of view, because by having an intensive agriculture mainly along the borders, you have to build a new kibbutzim and the moshavim and the towns and settlements, and you have to work the land. And by working the land, actually you keep and secure the land, and you secure the borders. We even recommended to revive the Nahal, Noar Chalutzi Lochem, which was the special units of the IDF that actually settled the country by building new kibbutzim, and in the very same time serving as soldiers in these places, the remote places in the periphery of the country along the borders, because we saw what is the importance of the borders in October 7th. In order to summarize, I would say that this project which is a very ambitious one. I think that it is the first beginning of a new journey, and it is an important compass that enables to draw an horizon or a strategic direction that we have to go through. And I hope that we opened a new important path that will be helpful for the decision makers and for the Israeli society, or at least will enrich and energize the public discourse in a way that will enable to create new ideas, new insights, even by arguing with some Absolutely. Of our insights. And I hope that in this regard we did a good service for the country, for the public, the society, and for the decision makers as well.
Is this is it being taken seriously? Is it has it been well received?
Yes, I would say that very well received, and the Israeli Prime Minister received it, and the head of the Israeli parliament and some ministers. And by the way, it took us, as I told you, more than a year of work. And during this year, we had a lot of meetings with decision makers and with professionals, experts, in order to challenge ourselves, okay, and our ideas, in order to have some ideas and some insights from the experts and from the decision makers themselves, because we understood that we have to be relevant, okay, and in order to be relevant, you have and we wanted that at the end of the day, our product will be well received. So we had to talk with the people and to hear what they have to say and to listen carefully to their thoughts and to their insights. I think that it was very well received, and it had, I would say, a very broad echo in the Israeli public discourse. You know, even some people that are arguing with us and with some statements that we made or some principles that we set. But it is very good. This is what we intended to do. Okay, we want people to argue with us because we believe that by the friction between ideas, new ideas will be created. And we have to create this friction. We have to have a new discourse. We have to understand that we are in a new phase, in a new reality after and following October 7th. And I hope that in this regard, we have succeeded in our mission.
That is where we leave it. I'm going to share the information. It is misgavins.org. And that is the way in which you can go and have a look at this report. And it's definitely worth doing that. We'll share that as well. www.misgavs.org. You can have a look at it there. That's Professor Kobi Michael, Senior Researcher at the INSS and Misgav Institute, Unpacking Israel's 2.0 Project, a reassessment of Israel's national security following October the 7th. It is 8:47.